This is Radio Nepal. I'm Manjil Ghimire with the news. The headlines first. Prime Minister Sher Bahadur Deoba preparing to give this full sip to the cabinet today. Kathmandu Metropolitan City launches Dasain focused vaccination campaign. And U.S. submarine collides with unknown object in South China Sea. Now, the news in detail. Prime Minister Sher Bahadur Deoba is preparing to give the full sip to the cabinet today. 3 months after becoming the Prime Minister, Deoba is about to complete the cabinet. According to the Prime Minister's Secretariat, Prime Minister Deoba is going to expand the Council of Ministers today after the top leaders of the ruling coalition agreed to share the ministry on Thursday. As per the agreement, the Congress will get 9 ministries, including Prime Minister. The CPN Maoist Centre will get 5. Janata Samajwadi Party and Unified Socialist will get 4 each. In addition, the Maoist Centre, Unified Socialist and JSP will also get 1 Minister of State each. In a bid to immunise all citizens above 18 years or old against COVID-19, the Kathmandu Metropolitan City KMC is running a vaccination campaign from today, targeting the Dasain Festival. The ward vaccination centres in all 32 wards in the KMC and some additional centres will administer the first dose of Verocell vaccine until October 10th. According to Chief of Public Health Department of KMC, Hari Bahadur Kumar, in addition to the 32 vaccination centres, the first dose of Verocell vaccine will be administered from Nepal Police Hospital, Bir Hospital, Civil Service Hospital, Paropakar Hospital and Birendra Military Hospital. The vaccination campaign continues until 4 p.m. from 10 in the morning. The Consumers Forum Nepal, CFN, and passengers have expressed their concern about increment in public vehicle fare by the Bagmati provincial government. The forum central member Roshan Pokharel has demanded withdrawal of public vehicle fare hike, stating that the price increment has hit passengers during the Dasain festival. Passengers have complained about the increment in public transport fare. They have termed the government's move unscientific. The Ministry of Physical Infrastructure Development of the provincial government has increased public transport fare within the province, including the Kathmandu Valley. This will come into effect from October 18th. The government has hiked public transport fare within the province, except the Kathmandu Valley, by 23%. The government of UK has removed 47 countries and territories, including Nepal, from its red list, which was in place earlier due to COVID-19 pandemic. Issuing a notice on Thursday, the government of UK stated that the provision will come into effect from October 11th. With the new provision, passengers returning to England from Nepal will no longer be required to enter hotel quarantine. Likewise, eligible travellers vaccinated in over 37 new countries and territories will also be treated the same as returning fully vaccinated UK residents, so long as they have not visited a red list country or territory in the 10 days before arriving in England. The government of UK has also stated that proof of vaccination of 4 vaccines, Oxford AstraZeneca, Pfizer, Moderna and Janssen & Janssen, will be recognized from those 37 countries and territories. Passengers traveling to the UK from Nepal should submit a proof of vaccination. Additional 4 corona-related deaths have been reported in Banke district. According to District COVID Crisis Management Centre's focal person Tej Oli, a 52-year-old woman from Rajapur, 35-year-old man from Rajapur, 42-year-old woman from Bar Bardia and 37-year-old woman from Dangi Saran Dang died undergoing treatment at Nepalganj-based Veri Hospital. The Meteorological Forecasting Division has forecast the weather to be partly to generally cloudy throughout the country today. Light to moderate rain with thunder and lightning is likely to occur at 1 or 2 places of the Lumbini province, Karnali province and Sudarpashchim province and at few places of the rest of the provinces. You're listening to Radio Nepal's news in English. Now on to some international updates. More than a dozen U.S. sailors have been injured after a nuclear submarine hit an unknown object while submerged in waters around the South China Sea. U.S. officials said 15 sailors had minor injuries when the USS Connecticut collided with the object on Saturday. They added that it was unclear what had caused the collision. A U.S. Navy spokesperson said the submarine is now headed towards U.S. territory of Guam, and extent of damage to submarine was still being assessed. Senators in the United States have voted to temporarily extend the country's debt ceiling, less than 2 weeks before it was due to be reached. Disagreements over the ceiling, the limit on how much the government can borrow, are not new in U.S. politics. The Senate, the upper chamber of the Congress, decided on Thursday by a vote of 50-40 to extend the debt ceiling until early December. The bill will now be sent to the House of Representatives for approval before it can be sent to the President Biden for his signature. The temporary measure raises the U.S. debt ceiling to $480 billion. U.S. National Security Advisor Jake Sullivan has told that the U.S. is deeply concerned about actions that undermine peace across the Taiwan Strait. His comments come after China sent a record number of military jets into Taiwanese air defense zone for 4 days in a row in a public show of force. Taiwan considers itself a sovereign state, but China views the island as a breakaway province. Beijing has not ruled out the possible use of force to achieve unification. With this, we have almost come to the end of this news from Radio Nepal for this hour, but before wrapping up, let's have a reminder of the headlines once more. Prime Minister Sher Bahadur Deoba preparing to give the full sip to the cabinet today. Kathmandu Metropolitan City launches Dasai-focused vaccination campaign, and U.S. submarine collides with unknown object in South China Sea. Well, that's the end of this news from Radio Nepal for this hour. Please also visit our website www.onlineradionepal.gov.np for more news and online programs. Our next news in English is at 8 in the evening. Stay tuned and have a good day.